We will begin our second session now of the exercise. Our brother Jack Abdelmalek will read the portion for us. And then again, our brother Emil will introduce us to the second portion.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Wherefore, in all things, if the oath him to make, to be made unto, be made like unto his brother, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid them that are tempted. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but within all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we have may obtain mercy and find grace and to the help in the time of need.
The first reading, the Spirit of God portrayed before us the perfect man. The Lord Jesus, as a man in this scene, in a very unfavorable circumstances, in the desert, in the wilderness, where there is no sustenance, where there is no comfort. And the enemy comes to attack, to test, to show to us what kind of faithful person the Lord Jesus was. As we have heard, different than any man that lived on this earth. After all, he is the second man, the Lord out of heaven. And all of the attacks of the enemy had showed us a faithful, true person to his God. He delighted to please God in everything. As we have said, the enemy has three tactics, three arms, three weapons that he used to attack mankind, and he's been using them, and they've been working. And for the first time in the history, it did not work. It did not work with the Lord Jesus. How? The Lord Jesus used the Word of God to show to us that a person could live in this desert world, in this wilderness, and overcome the devil. The Lord Jesus was the overcomer. He was the faithful one. Well, you could say, well, that's really interesting and wonderful. It's the Lord Jesus. After all, he is the holy, sinless Son of God. He is our standard. He is our example. He is our object. But we are human. We have sinful nature. We cannot really obtain to that level. But God have for us resources. The Lord Jesus, when he was in the desert tested, it wasn't only to show what kind of man he is, but as have gone through that, now, that's the second side of it, having gone through it, he understands what you and I would go through. He sympathized with what you and I go through. And he's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. I have mentioned to you that the first time the word faithful was mentioned in the Word of God was in the book of Numbers, the book of the wilderness, in chapter 12, in connection with Moses. Do you know when is the second time it was mentioned? It was mentioned in connection with a priest. In the book of 1 Samuel, when a man of God went to Eli, and he said to him, I would raise unto myself a faithful priest. When the priesthood had failed completely, God would raise to himself a faithful priest. This is the second time the word faithful is mentioned in the Word of God. And what we have before us in this session here is this, that we have before us one who have gone through the circumstances, every and each one of them. He understands. He sympathizes. But now he is gone. He is in the heavens, far above every principality power. He is there carrying us on his shoulders, strength, on his breast, the love, to support us as we are in this wilderness to go into glory. It's interesting, in the book of Hebrews, is divided into two sections. The first section corresponds with the book of Numbers. The second section corresponds with the book of Leviticus. You would think that Leviticus came before Numbers. And that's what really God's purpose is. But the wilderness comes in between. And here we have, God did not leave us alone in the wilderness to struggle in our own strengths to try to please Him. But He had for us a great high priest. Remember again, He was tempted in everything, but sin apart. There was nothing in Him to respond to sin. He was holy, undefiled, separated than sin. The other thing that we want to highlight in this reading is that the difference between sin and infirmities. The brethren will enlarge on that. I want us to have, after this meeting, to have a real clear understanding, because we mix them up and then we get into trouble. And then also we need to highlight the difference between His high priestly ministry, service, and His ministry as an advocate. And as we understand the difference between sin and infirmities, we will understand the difference between His ministry as a high priest and His ministry as an advocate. It's very important to take hold of this truth. May the Lord help us as we go through into this small portion to get a hold of a faithful priest. He was a faithful man on earth. Now he's in heaven, but he's a faithful priest in heaven for us.